This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hello, I'm calling in from Utah. My name is Eric. I'm a really recent listener, and I've heard a lot of stories on a few podcasts that I've heard about people using Ouija boards and just going really bad for them. And I completely agree. It can bring a lot of really bad things into an area, into a person's life. But I would just like to explain a little bit about myself. I come from a very, I want to say, spiritual family. They've always had really strong paranormal happenings around them growing up. They were raised in that environment. They were taught that that kind of stuff is okay and that it's something that not everybody experiences. And myself, I wouldn't count myself as sensitive. I don't really believe that I am, because I don't experience a lot. I really don't. But being raised in that environment, you know, I've always wanted to experience what my family sees and hears. And a cousin of mine, who I'm going to call Brandon, he and myself decided that we were going to try a Ouija board. But if we ever did, we would have a series of safety measures. And so we researched, and this research took 2 years before we had the courage and confidence in ourselves to even attempt. And we looked up old, like, Germanic protection things, and like the town I live in, apparently, this is really recent information to me. I mean, I live in Utah, so you think it'd be primarily LDS families that live here, but apparently a good portion of the population is actually Wiccan. But I don't count myself as that either. If you want to practice that, go ahead. But there's a lot of strength that certain practices and beliefs put in salt and iron and crystals and things like that. So we combined a whole bunch of different things. We placed salt circles around ourselves, around the board. We don't have an actual physical permanent board. We use just pieces of cardboard, write it on there, we tear it up and burn it, and we've always had a lot of success from that. But a lot of people view these things as very dangerous, and they are. They are very dangerous. But I would just like to let people know, you guys yourself, the listeners who frequent the show, that they are something that should be feared, but they're also something that should be respected. They're like firearms. They're a tool, and if used properly, they can be very, very helpful. You can learn a lot. You can have a lot of closure if you are a kind of person that wants to talk to a loved one or a deceased one in your family, in your life. But it's really something that you need to take precautions in order to use. Myself, my cousin, my girlfriend, and a close friend of ours, we have been using our methods for using a board for almost a little over a year now, and we've never had a negative experience. In fact, we all started out with a lot of negativity in our lives, and through using this, through learning more about ourselves and the world around us and the other side, it's really helped us to become, I want to say, better people. And it's really helped us grow and become who we feel like we needed to be or who we wanted to be. And I'm not saying it's for everybody, because it really isn't. It's very dangerous. It's very scary. It can let in a lot of negative things. Even with the measures that we put in place, we've had negative spirits come on and talk to us through the board, but we've always been sure to stand firm, tell them they're not welcome, and to end the session, wait a little while, and resume. And if it's not working, if the negative spirit is still present on the board, then we end it for the night, and we're done. But to anybody who would ever think or consider using a board, please do your research. It can be a very amazing experience, except especially for those who are sensitive or who count themselves as mediums or empaths. They can gain a lot from these kinds of experiences, but they can also be really hurt from these experiences. And I was raised with a mentality of these things are bad, but I didn't believe it until I did it for myself, and I've never had a bad experience. Not one that would keep me from using a board. But I hear all these stories on your show about how bad these experiences people have had with boards. And I think it's because they don't respect the rules or the dangers that come about with using one. And I would just like to say thank you for having this platform. I've been a listener for only about a week now, but I thought that my family was pretty unique with the things that we experience. And it's really amazing to hear that all over the world, people see and hear things that they can't explain. And having your show as an opportunity for people to open up and connect with others out there is truly an amazing thing. And you are wonderful people for even considering this as a possible idea. And I would just like to thank you so much on my behalf, as well as the other people you have helped or other listeners who may not call in or write in, but still feel connected and relieved. I hope to become an EPP, but I'd just like to thank you again. Bye.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.